We'll go around here, and we're going to make our official predictions. I thought it was interesting. Mike and Mike, you hear them every weekday morning, starting at 5 a.m. here on 103.3 FM ESPN. They did that thing where going back since they expanded the wild card era in 1990, four teams in, four teams out. Four new teams in every year, and four teams that made the playoffs the previous year are out, at least. That's the type of turnover you can expect. Somewhere along the way, there's going to be Detroit, probably last year, who had them making the playoffs. Miami, who had them going 10-6 and getting in. Perhaps Houston. So you always see these teams that perhaps you don't expect. They're going to come from somewhere. Injuries happen. Obviously, Carolina, who made the Super Bowl the previous year, finished 6-10 last year. Not sure how many people saw that coming. Denver didn't get in last year. Who's it going to be this year? Who are the four new teams in? So I tried to, when I made my picks, I tried to think about that. Teams that maybe weren't that far off last year that only need a game or two more to perhaps get in somewhere along the way. Mm,
interesting. Interesting.
Thank you. You want to start in the AFC?
Yeah.
All right, AFC East, since we already saw that. I'm going to go New England Patriots.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
After what we saw Thursday night, I almost picked them to go 0-16.
That's what I'm doing.
I do think they're going to win some games. So I got the Patriots coming out of the East, winning the division again. I also have, in the AFC North, and this is just one of those because I don't know why. Defensively, they're good. Andy Dalton, he's shown he can get you to the playoffs, not necessarily win. And I think Joe Mixon's going to add an element to them. If A.J. Green stays healthy, they've got weapons. Tyler Eifert. I'm going to Cincinnati to win the North. Just because of the four teams in, four teams out thing more than anything else. Give me Cincinnati in the North. In the AFC South, I really think Tennessee continues to progress. I like them to win the South. And I've got Kansas City winning the West. And then my two wild cards, give me Oakland. And this is going way out on a limb. Just taking a flyer. They probably got to win a couple more games. They got to stay healthy. Makes no sense. Buffalo to end their playoff drought.
Mm.
The Buffalo Bills is the sixth and final team in the playoffs in the AFC.
Wow. Scandalous. I don't know if I can follow that up. But I guess I have to, right? Let's go. Patriots out of the East. I'm going to steal yours there.
Okay.
I'm going to go Steelers out of the North to win it. I'm going to go Texans out of the South, contingent on Deshaun Watson taking over before midway through the season.
Okay.
I'm going to go Raiders out of the West. And then my two wild card teams, Titans and Chiefs.
See, so you've got five of the same six teams that made the playoffs in the AFC last year making it again this year.
Yeah, I do.
Which your only newcomer would be the Titans. Interesting. You're probably more right than me.
Mm.
Or are you?
Picking NFL futures and picking week-to-week betting lines, there's really no saying this early on.
I feel like it's easier to say, okay, here's the teams that we know aren't going to be very good, and then here's the 26 teams that probably could make the playoffs. There's really only five or six bad teams in the NFL.
And there's probably three or four teams that are serious, serious contenders that it would be a shock if one of them didn't win it.
Yeah. All right, and the NFC for me, taking a look over here, the NFC West, you read so much about Seattle. The Sheldon Richardson thing kind of puts Seattle over the top for me. Still don't know how much I believe in their offense, but how much do you need when that defense is so good? The Rams and 49ers, while I think they'll take a step forward, are still at least a year away. Cardinals will be better than they were last year, but I'm going to have Seattle winning the West. In the South, this is where I make it interesting. I'm on the Tampa Bay train. They got a little better defensively. Winston will take that next step, and offense should not be a problem for the Bucs. I have Tampa Bay winning the South. In the NFC North, I don't know how or why this makes sense other than the randomness of the NFL. I think the Vikings may have a Seahawks-level defense. I've got Minnesota winning the NFC North.
You believe in Bradford?
Set an NFL record for accuracy last year with the new duo of Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray. I think they'll have a legit run game, and Bradford just has to do enough and not turn the ball over.
I was a little shocked to see that Dalvin Cook is projected to get the lion's share of the carries, yeah, especially with Murray missing time this preseason with injury. That's always been Latavius Murray's problem. It's always been more promise than actual results on the field. Very, very Cordarrelle Patterson, which is another famous fantasy bust from Minnesota where they just could never figure things out with him. I don't like your Minnesota pick. I think they crash and burn. Let's go out of the
East. My two wild cards, can I throw them out? I didn't even give you the East.
If you have to.
Cowboys win the East because they get Zeke all year.
Shocker.
My two wild cards, the Giants and the Packers.
Okay. All right, those all seem pretty wrong.
Keep in mind, I did not put Atlanta. Atlanta is not making the playoffs. They're going to have Super Bowl hangover, that devastating loss. And then I also took out the Lions from last year.
Mm. All right, let's go NFC East. I'm going to go Giants. Much easier schedule. Handled the Cowboys last year. Improved the offense. Their defense is still devastating. I mean, the Giants' defense is on par, I think, with how good the Cowboys' offense is. I think they're both elite-level units. I think that's going to go a long way where the Giants have a significantly easier schedule than the Cowboys, and they're coming off the two wins last year. So I'm going to give them the slight edge there. Green Bay out of the North, just because I don't believe in Detroit at all. Don't believe in Minnesota. Going to go Falcons out of the South, because how could you pick against them? And then I'm going to go Seahawks.
Fair enough.
The West. And then I'm going to have the wild cards of Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys.
Ah, I like
it. Sneaking in.
I like it. My title game picks in the AFC, I'm going to do the Chiefs and the Patriots as a rematch of the Thursday night opener. And in the NFC, somehow or another, I can't help myself, okay? Again, if Zeke is there all year and the suspension gets pushed out all year, I have the Cowboys getting over that divisional round hump, getting into the NFC title game, and taking on the Seattle Seahawks.
Ooh. Interesting. The AFC, I'm going to go Raiders.
I like it.
Against Steelers.
Raiders, Steelers.
I think I'm not going to base everything off of what we saw there Thursday night,
mm-hmm,
with New England. I just don't know that there's enough there. I think they're dealing with significant injuries right now. I think that it's going to take a little more time for that defense to gel, maybe than we're giving it credit for. I think they get knocked off.
All right.
Tom Brady looked his age.
Fair enough.
NFC, let's go Falcons, Cowboys.
Falcons, Cowboys, I like it. That would be a fun NFC title game. My Super Bowl matchup, for the first time in, what is that, 47 years it would be, roughly?
Just about, yeah.
Since Super Bowl IV, when it was Lynn Dawson over Minnesota, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Alex Smith, the offensive weaponry that they have, very difficult to match up with their offense. Losing Eric Berry is huge for that defense.
Yeah.
Huge loss. Probably ignorant of me to think that they can just defensively overcome that.
Very, yeah.
But I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl because I'm a homer and that's what I want. The Cowboys have the talent.
I'm going to homer it up, too. I'm going to say the Cowboys get past the Falcons.
Nice!
And they're going to play the Raiders.
We're so dumb.
Can't help ourselves.
Honestly, I really feel like the Chiefs, this is the Chiefs' year, that they'll get a Super Bowl championship, but I'm not going to pick against Dallas. If I'm putting them in the Super Bowl, I'm just going to have them winning it.
Might as well. Right?
So there it is. It makes no sense, but they've got the talent. They should have won against Green Bay last year in the playoffs. I think that offensively they'll be better. Defensively, yes, it's a question mark, but if you're better offensively, I don't know how much the defense matters for Dallas. They've got all the tools to get this thing done. You've got the Raiders winning it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean,
I'll tell you this. Whoever wins the West, if it's the Raiders or the Chiefs, I think is going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against that. Yeah. I don't see the Patriots being that dominating force that they were.
And it's so difficult to do it back-to-back-to-back like they are.
Yeah.
So there you have it. How exciting. How wrong was I? We'll find out in February when it's the Seahawks and the Patriots in the Super Bowl.